Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. Today, we play new music from the twin sister band, Tegan and Sarah. We also get to know a teenager from Maryland who was a guest at the State of the Union gathering at the United States Capitol Tuesday. But first, we visit a famous New York City train station that is 100 years old this month.
All aboard!
A famous building in New York City is turning 100 years old this month. A year-long celebration is planned for Grand Central Terminal, which is usually called Grand Central Station. Christopher Cruz tells us more about the sixth most visited place in the world.
The huge building has not changed much since it opened in February 1913. About 750,000 people pass through Grand Central every day. Some just come to look at it, others to visit the stores. But most are there to catch the trains that enter and leave from the station. It is the largest train station in the world. There are 67 train tracks, all of them underground. The main part of the building has large arched windows, a jeweled four-sided clock, and ticket windows. Grand Central has been seen in many movies through the years. Dan Brucker is with the New York Transit Authority, which operates the station.
Grand Central is the kind of temple, cathedral, that testifies to the magnificence of rail transportation, the kind that God would have built if he had the money.
Dan Brucker has worked for the Transit Authority at Grand Central for 30 years. In all those years, he has not lost his interest in the building.
This is the beginning of 20th century architecture. And as people come through this terminal, they don't even realize that the magnificent celestial ceiling above them, the very roof of heaven, is exactly wrong. It's exactly opposite. It's a mirror image.
Justin Ferrate, a historian, has been giving tours of Grand Central Station for 30 years. He says the station was designed to make travel a pleasure.
You know that you're a traveler. You're going off on a great adventure. You're going to follow your stars and find your dreams. You're also going to find your train where it's supposed to be, which is one of the brilliant parts of the design of the building.
Justin Ferrate likes to show how the building was designed for large numbers of people.
Why people don't run into each other in Grand Central is simple. Each block of stone in Grand Central is the length of your leg. Each block of stone in Grand Central is the length of your arm. Each block of stone is a different color, so it's a checkerboard. Based on you.
A 10-year-long fight against plans to build a huge office building over Grand Central in 1968 helped create the modern preservation movement. Now, no one would think of changing the beauty of the station.
American lawmakers filled the Capitol building earlier this week for President Obama's State of the Union message. 16-year-old Jack Andreka of Maryland was in the crowd. In fact, he sat in the same box as the president's wife, Michelle. Kelly Jean Kelly tells us why he was invited to the speech.
Jack Andreka won the grand prize at the 2012 Intel International Science and Engineering Fair. It is the largest high school science competition in the world. The Maryland teenager is the youngest winner of the $75,000 award. He was chosen from among 1,500 students in 70 countries. Jack Andreka invented a test for pancreatic cancer, one of the deadliest forms of cancer. He learned that after losing a close family friend to the disease.
I went on the internet and I found that 85% of all pancreatic cancers are diagnosed late, when someone has less than a 2% chance of survival. And I was thinking, that's not right. We should be able to do something.
He learned people with pancreatic cancer have higher than normal levels of a protein called mesothelin in their blood. He also found that early discovery is important to increasing the chances of surviving the disease. The Maryland teenager requested and received permission to work in a laboratory at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. There, he developed a simple paper test, which can identify the protein in a single drop of blood. His test has proven correct 90% of the time. It also is 100 times more sensitive than other tests.
It costs 3 cents per test, and then also it takes only 5 minutes to run.
Jack's success would not have been possible without Anirbhan Mitra, a professor at Johns Hopkins. He was the only person among the 200 researchers Jack contacted who showed interest in his project.
I have to admit, initially I was very surprised that this was a 15-year-old who was writing this. I wanted to meet this obviously gifted young man and see what he wanted to talk about. And so I called him over for an interview. He's very impressive.
Jack worked in Professor Mitra's laboratory, completing his project in 7 months. The government has given the Maryland teenager patent rights to the pancreatic cancer test. He is now talking with companies about developing the test into a simple, over-the-counter product. Whatever happens, the professor believes Jack Andreyka's name is one we will be hearing again over the next 10 to 20 years.
If he has done what he's done at 15, you know, who knows what he'll do when he's 25 or 35.
The twin sister band, Tegan and Sarah, released a 7th album in January. With Heartthrob, Tegan and Sarah Quinn move fully into the electronic pop sound. Some critics love it. Others hope the change is not permanent. Listen and decide for yourselves.
All I wanna get is a little bit closer. All I wanna know is, can you come a little closer? Here comes the breath before we get a little bit closer.
The popular single, Closer, demonstrates Tegan and Sarah's electronic pop edge.
It's not just pop musical. I'm the top who won't get up, so critical.
Compare Closer to 19, a song from the group's 2007 album, The Con.
I feel you in my heart, and I don't even.
That album helped grow a decidedly folk rock following for the sisters. Tegan and Sarah spoke to Rolling Stone magazine recently. They said changes in their music come from growing older and becoming increasingly at ease with their career. Sarah Quinn said they will face criticism whether they stay the same or change. She said it is more satisfying to take risks.
Climbed your city's walls. Do you remember me as the vow? How I prayed for your cause. I stood still, it's what I did. Love like as is never fixed. I stuck around. I did be a saint to every time. I was a fool for love.
sisters said they got into a fight about what to name this latest album. They had a list of about 100 possible titles. They said they both realized that Heartthrob best captured the main idea of the album, the hopeful, electrifying, and crushing power of love. The song Love, They Say suggests these feelings.
First time I saw your face, I knew I was meant for you. First time you said my name, I knew I was meant for you.
Tegan and Sarah talked to Rolling Stone about their very different personalities. Sarah likes to explore new things. Tegan is the less adventurous one. Tegan said they were like yin and yang, but in her words, we really balance each other that way. We leave you with Tegan and Sarah performing Now I'm All Messed Up from their new album, Heartthrob.
Stay, you'll leave me in the morning anyway. My heart, you cut it out, you never liked me anyway.
June Sims. This program was written by Christopher Cruz, George Grow, and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. If you have a question about American life, write to us at mosaic@voanews.com and join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
Go! Yeah.